That was his style of talk, and at first I thought it meant nothing. But after a while, when he had tested me and sworn me in with all possible solemnity, he let me understand that there really was a plot to gain command of the vessel. A dozen of the prisoners had hatched it before they came aboard. Prendergast was the leader, and his money was the motive power. "I had a partner," said he, "a rare good man, as true as a stock to a barrel. He's got the dibs, he has. And where do you think he is at this moment?" "Why, he's the chaplain of this ship. The chaplain, no less. He came aboard with a black coat and his papers right, and money enough in his box to buy the thing right up from keel to main truck. The crew are his, body and soul. He could buy 'em at so much a gross with a cash discount, and he did it before they ever signed on. He's got two of the warders and Mercer, the second mate, and he'd get the captain himself if he thought him worth it."
"What are we to do, then?" I asked.
"What do you think?" said he. "We'll make the coats of some of these soldiers redder than ever the tailor did."
"But they are armed," said I.
"And so shall we be, my boy. There's a brace of pistols for every mother's son of us, and if we can't carry this ship with the crew at our back, it's time we were all sent to a young missus' boarding school. You speak to your mate upon the left tonight, and see if he is to be trusted."
I did so, and found my other neighbour to be a young fellow in much the same position as myself, whose crime had been forgery. His name was Evans, but he afterwards changed it like myself, and he is now a rich and prosperous man in the south of England. He was ready enough to join the conspiracy as the only means of saving ourselves, and before we had crossed the bay, there were only two of the prisoners who were not in the secret. One of these was of weak mind, and we did not dare to trust him, and the other was suffering from jaundice and could not be of any use to us. From the beginning, there was really nothing to prevent us from taking possession of the ship. The crew were a set of ruffians, specially picked for the job. The sham chaplain came into our cells to exhort us, carrying a black bag, supposed to be full of tracts, and so often did he come that by the third day we had each stowed away at the foot of our beds a file, a brace of pistols, a pound of powder, and 20 slugs. Two of the warders were agents of Prendergast, and the second mate was his right-hand man. The captain, the two mates, two warders, Lieutenant Martin, his 18 soldiers, and the doctor were all that we had against us. Yet, safe as it was, we determined to neglect no precaution, and to make our attack suddenly by night. It came, however, more quickly than we expected, and in this way.